Evie Kinnear remembers the first time she visited Sitka with her now husband, Les Kinnear. He took her out to a series of decommissioned clarification tanks from the old pulp mill, which he wanted to turn into pens for bear cubs.
He talked to me about his vision, and I thought it was brilliant. It will be a economic boon for the city. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see where there would be a problem.
But there were problems. Opposition from locals, bureaucracy. The first time they proposed the idea to ADF&G, the person on the phone hung up on them.
Thought mm-hmm. we were nuts. Mm-hmm. Of course, I would too. But we had a plan. And it never occurred to us to quit.
And now, 14 years later, 30,000 people visit the fortress every year. There are 8 rescue bears and 8 employees. Last year's gross income was over $300,000. Other businesses in town, from tour companies to taxi services, profit off the fortress too. Kinnear says it's this kind of out-of-the-box thinking that Sitka's economy needs, and if elected to the assembly, she'd bring an entrepreneurial mindset to the table.
I believe in possibilities. I believe that no is not an answer. I think you need people to support you, and I want to be one of those people that supports ideas and businesses, because without a strong economy, we have nothing.
Kinnear's whole platform is centered around the economy, how to raise revenue and cut spending. That's true of all the candidates this year. But Kinnear feels the assembly needs more representation from business owners. She wants to bring a laser focus to ventures that utilize Sitka's already existing resources.
I mean, look what Silver Bay's done. I mean, they're all over all over Alaska now. In a very short period of time, I think growing a lot of our own food is helpful. Why are we sending out garbage like plastics? And why aren't we developing businesses that utilize the plastic that we're sending out?
For as many ideas as Kinnear has, she has questions too. During our 40-minute interview, she wonders why the city doesn't convert to electric vehicles, why they don't negotiate with the barge companies to lower rates, why there can't be a hiring freeze at City Hall. Kinnear knows she doesn't have all the information, but she's skeptical about the scope of Sitka's budget deficit.
Are we crying wolf? Is this real? Is this a way to keep the status quo alive? I don't buy it. I don't know that the sky is truly falling.
For this reason, Kinnear will be voting no on the ballot question to raise property taxes. And if further cuts need to be made, Kinnear wants to look within City Hall.
Let's take hard looks at each department and say, you know, what can we outsource? And so I want to take it back and take a hard look first at the top.
Kinnear is running for a few reasons. For one, she has the time. 2 former employees are returning to Fortress of the Bear and will take on many of her duties. She served 3 years on the board of the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, and reflecting on that experience, Kinnear considers serving on the assembly a kind of calling.
I've always been a voice for the underdog. And I think life is service, and it's how I grew up. My parents were Holocaust survivors. Their lives were spared, so they spent a lot of what they did as giving back and helping others. And so I grew up with that thinking.
Foremost on her mind are working families. Kinnear raised 2 children as a single mother, and her stance on various issues comes from a place of wanting to protect those Sitkans who faced the same challenges she did.
When you are in a survival mode, and that's all you're doing is trying to figure out where that next paycheck's how it's going to be spent, and who's going to get paid. You do not care about issues that are facing a community. I want to make life easier for them.
Kinnear's worn a lot of hats in her life, from teacher to salesperson to restaurant owner. And while assembly member is something altogether new, Kinnear knows just how she wants to conduct herself.
I don't do small talk. I try to have what my conversations and what I say be meaningful and hopefully feel touched and touch in return, you know, that we speak from the heart.
Basically, Kinnear wants people to feel comfortable bringing their big ideas, no matter how far-fetched, before the assembly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.